The second principle is that the policy will only reimburse the ransom once it is paid. The insurance company never fronts any money. In order to raise the cash, the victim's family will probably have to liquidate assets, mortgage the house, sell stocks, pool money from other relatives. This process makes the negotiations credible by dragging them out. This is not just about minimizing the payout by the insurance company. Quickly making good on a large ransom raises the expectations of future kidnappers. It can make hostage taking more lucrative and more common. When K&R Insurance first came on the market, the policyholders were left on their own to negotiate with the kidnappers. But in the mid-1970s, an insurance broker named Julian Radcliffe came up with an idea that would revolutionize the industry. Along with a few colleagues, Radcliffe convinced their company to set up a subsidiary focused on hostage response. The subsidiary, which they named Controlled Risks, would hire security experts, mostly former military and police, to handle negotiations. The cost of hiring the consultant was included in the policy and borne by the insurance company. In 1982, Control Risks became an independent company. By the early 80s, hostage taking was on the rise in Latin America, particularly in Colombia. When Milner arrived in Bogota, he discovered a vast, untapped market. As an insurance broker, he sold a variety of policies offered by different companies available through the Lloyd's Exchange in London. The job of the broker is to serve the client and to advocate for their interests in the event of a claim. The underwriters represent the insurance companies. Specialized, high-risk policies were placed on the Lloyd's Insurance Exchange, and Milner would field offers from different underwriters. He would select the policy that best suited his client.